7.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We kick off hour number three of this, the Saturday edition. We're actually here in the studio live with you. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that absolutely everything there is totally free. That's freetalklive.com. It is a show about your calls, so we go straight to the phones to the Colonel, who's been waiting very patiently in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening.
Hello, Colonel.
Hello, Colonel.
I just want to say a few statements.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Number one is that I didn't even have my radio turned on, and I'm hearing myself. What's wrong with that?
It's some sort of internal phone thing. Hopefully you can deal with it.
Sorry.
We're not getting any echo, so it sounds okay here. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want you to know that all this stuff I've been hearing on, you know, on the radio this evening on my way home on our local AM talk radio channel.
Right.
Which I listen to regularly.
Is that WKTT?
Yeah, yes it is.
Excellent.
9:30 AM in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
listen.
We're listening.
What we're dealing with is nothing more and nothing less than what we dealt with in World War II as far as what's going on in our country.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is that when we got into World War II, most of our country was against us getting into the war.
I'd say a good portion.
As they should have been.
Most as they should have been.
Absolutely.
I understand you're a libertarian. And, you know, let me tell you what I am. I'm a disappointed Republican.
Same here.
I am a very disappointed Republican. Mostly because of this, you know, higher than thou attitude that comes from the White House.
Sure. How about also the fact that the Republican administration has grown the government at twice the clip of Bill Clinton? I mean, they're just big government Republicans. It's amazing.
I was an active officer in the Marine Corps under Bill Clinton, and I'm not going to waste my time talking about Bill Clinton or anybody in his entourage. But I will speak about, I've met and been decorated personally by a Republican president,
mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan, and I think Mr. Bush's father was the best prepared man to be president of the United States in history, and he didn't follow up. I think our whole country is
just been a string of disappointments for you, huh?
Yeah, well, yes, but. Even though...
So what are you going to do about it? You can't vote Democrat. You're going to vote Republican again?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. if John McCain gets the nomination, I'd vote for John.
Why?
He and I are both Vietnam veterans.
Is that why? Is that the only reason?
Huh?
Is that the only reason why you would vote for him? Is because he was a veteran?
No, because he's a moderate.
He's a moderate. He's just a big government guy, like anybody else. Just because he's not necessarily leaning too hard towards the administration or too hard towards the Democrats doesn't mean that he's not out there passing more laws. He's the guy with the McCain-Feingold bill that passed.
McCain-Feingold Act. He's responsible for killing the third party in the United States.
What does that tell you? That means that he's willing to cross the border to try to get something done.
But what he's doing, maybe you weren't paying close enough attention because you were listening to what he was saying, but what he did with the McCain-Feingold law is he made it more difficult, far more difficult for third parties like the Libertarians, like the Greens, the other ones out there.
He killed the American voice. He killed the American's voice.
And
there's
He's not done. He's proposing more regulation, more restrictions on campaigns, which just means this is a guy that's proposing communist...
The restrictions on campaigns that he's done that I'm aware of is... this massive influx of money from untraceable sources.
What do you mean by that?
With all the PACs.
Well, okay, look.
Colonel, that's how they hide it. They say that we're going to reform the system, but we know that the politicians are always going to get a bunch of money from other places because they reward their friends and they punish their enemies, Colonel.
But what they do,
but what he did, in fact, was he stopped third parties from being able to participate in debates. He stopped third parties from being able to get money from private sources.
Plus, there's incumbent protection in there as well. There's laws that make it easier for incumbents, the people that are currently in office, to continue staying in office. The entire system is rigged to benefit those that are in Washington, D.C., and he's one of them.
He might have been a PO. I believe we ought to put limits on congressmen and senators. I don't think these should be lifetime appointments.
I agree with that, sure.
Take a look at the Republican Liberty Caucus, Colonel. You can go to rlc.org, and it sounds like something that should be...
I told you I'm a disappointed Republican.
Those guys are, too.
They are, too.
The most important thing I am... is a man who's put my life in jeopardy in the United States Marine Corps for this country more than once in more than one war. I do believe that the United States of America is the greatest country in the world.
One thing's for sure, I agree with you.
Based on one thing, based on tolerance, based on the fact that when I grew up as a little boy in Kentucky and in southern Missouri when we moved,
mm-hmm.
you know, We had a black lady who was our maid. But I got to fish and hunt and be best friends with her children.
That's excellent. And I gotta say, Colonel,
went on to be a sergeant major in the Marine Corps.
Colonel, I gotta say, I agree that America is absolutely the best country. However, our government is not, and it doesn't have anything to do with how great we are. The government is the entity that is bringing us down, and I hate to tell you this, but my perspective on your service...
I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
Good. Now,
that's
you might disagree
point.
With me on this
that's
one, though.
Hold on now, Colonel.
Hold on a second. You might disagree with me on this one, because I'm going to suggest that the time that you spent in the service of the military was not actually for the benefit of the country, but for the benefit of political personalities that were giving you orders. They had nothing, you had nothing, your fighting over there had nothing to do with preserving freedom or liberty. You were just simply following bad, unconstitutional orders to go and fight a war in a foreign land, which is absolutely against the United States Constitution. I'm not attacking you for it. I'm just saying that's what you did. You didn't protect freedom. You didn't protect the country. You protected some politicians in Washington, and it's unfortunate that they used you in that way. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you calling in tonight. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. It's unfortunate. They just use these guys up and throw them away for their political gain. That's what these conflicts are. Let's talk to David in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to tell you a couple of things.
Certainly.
I spoke personally with the program director at WXNT.
Excellent. Andrew,
and
great guy.
Asked him to put you on 6 days a week, and
super.
We spoke for quite a bit. And I have to say, Ian, that you sound more like an anarchist, and I have to agree more with Mark.
That's okay.
It's nothing unusual. That's the dirty little secret of Free Talk Live is that Ian's completely insane. And my political stance is radical by anyone's estimation if it just stands alone. If I had my own talk show host, I would be fringe. But with Ian sitting here, I sound reasonable.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, anarchist is such a harsh word, and it's so misunderstood. In fact, there are so many people out there that claim to be anarchists, and in fact, they're not. They're just bomb-throwing violent individuals that want to instill their brand of socialism or communism onto people. They're not really anarchists. But the word's been so destroyed by popular culture, I would never identify myself as one. I consider myself a free marketeer. Now, I know you had another comment, David, so hang on. 800-259-9231, we'll come back to you. And ladies, if you're out there and you want to comment on whatever's on your mind, you dial in, you come on first. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Also on the way, Kevorkian is apparently dying in jail, broken windows all around, and we'll explain what that all means. Coming up, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. And while you're at it, go to freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest. There's all shapes, sizes, ages, and ethnicities. See the ladies at Free Talk Live at the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Hey, look at that. Mark can do an intro.
I did an intro.
Sort of.
I'm in the big boy chair.
Except you forgot the .com on the Free Talk Live.
Sorry.
FreeTalkLive.com. Everything there is totally free. You also need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And that's Mark over there, and I'm Ian, and we're going back to the phones to David in Indianapolis. David, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So you said you had, I think you had another point or two. What's
Just the Democrats are nothing but obstructionists, and the Republicans aren't doing anything, and I think it's time for a big change.
You're absolutely
right. I think
right.
You and I may agree there.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about it.
And
what do you want to see happen?
Less government.
I
want to see less of my money going to other people.
70% of Americans agree with you, and still the politicians grow the government every year.
Every year, and George Bush has made it even worse than with Bill Clinton.
He sure has.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So and much for the party of small government.
Absolutely. And
you know what? I'm sorry, David. I really loved it when last year, who was it? Tom DeLay, one of those, I don't really even pay attention to who it was.
It was DeLay.
He was like the head speaker of the House. He came out and he said, or the majority leader or whatever, he comes out and he says, "We've done it! We've sliced it back as far as it can go. The government has been cut back to its bare bones, bare minimum." This jerk actually had the cojones to come out and say something like that in public, to claim that the Republicans had done their job and they'd really sliced back on the size of government. Can you believe that?
That's pathetic.
Yep.
That is really bad.
Amazing. It really is. So we need to make a change, but unfortunately, as we'd pointed out last hour, we've got people like John McCain, we've got these other people that are passing campaign finance restriction laws under the auspices of protecting people and destroying corruption, when in fact it's just going to make it so you and I can't contribute to campaigns anymore. There's literally plans on the books. They're working towards publicly financed campaigns, David, where they're not going to allow any more private contributions to campaigns, and all campaigns will be funded via central control, via government redistribution of funds. I mean, it's just amazing how far down the path of tyranny we're going.
So you can't contribute to a third party.
Correct.
Right. Of course you
were
able to, because obviously if the government was controlling the money, the Democrats and the Republicans control the government, so a third party will never happen in America again.
Right.
You'll never see what happened with the Democratic Republicans and the split. You'll never see the, what was the Whigs that went away or the Tories?
Yeah.
I'm not even
They both gone away.
Yeah.
Both of them, yeah.
You'll never see what Teddy Roosevelt was elected under the Bull Moose Party, I believe. You'll never see things like that again.
No.
Because two parties are enough for America. We don't need any more choices, do we? We have enough trouble choosing between two parties. We don't want to give those voters any more options. Any final thoughts, David?
Let's go to New Hampshire.
We're doing it. Thanks, man. We appreciate your call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You get that email, don't you, man? It's about broken windows?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My name's Mark.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Mark. Thank you.
So this is from Chris, although he says Manwich, too, and we've just recently changed my name, for those of you who are wondering what the heck we're talking about,
right,
from Manwich to Mark. Chris says, "I had this idea the other day, and I decided I'd write it down in an email and tell you about it. About a week ago, I had some vandalism done to my car. Someone threw a rock through the front driver's side window of my 2003 Honda Civic."
Oh, no.
Yep, they did this to steal some rolled-up change in my car. "I'm getting it fixed on Monday, and it'll cost around $250. Now,
wow.
I have kind of a crappy job, so I don't get paid a lot. But on April 15th, I passed about a month ago, I added up the total amount of taxes that I pay my W-2, and then I divided that by 26, which is the amount of pay periods that my job has."
Biweekly.
Yes, biweekly.
Right.
Well, pretty much. That's
52 bi-weekly. Weeks per year.
And then there's also semi-monthly, which is very similar.
Okay.
But that's twice a month, and sometimes it's...
Understood.
Okay. Surprise,
so
surprise.
Sometimes there's 5 weeks in a month. Go ahead.
Sometimes. Surprise, surprise, the amount taken from my check twice a month, about $250. In other words, the federal government, the state government, and the locals basically throw a rock through my car window biweekly, steal some rolled up change, and build the effing roads with it. Terrific. I thought that was the best email. I don't always read my emails. Most of them, you know, I respond to, I click back, but, you know.
That's a wonderful observation.
Talking about paying taxes being exactly the same as the vandal that threw the rock through his car window, it's just the same. It really is, because the vandal used force and took his money.
Right. Would it make it okay if the vandal threw the rock through your window, took the rolled change, and then came back later on and said, "Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know, I was the one that broke into your car last week, and the reason why I stole your money was because I wanted to send it to a poor person."
Well, I don't
Would that
think
make it, you feel better about it?
I don't. It might make me feel slightly better about it, but it doesn't matter. He's still a vandal.
Right.
And
your window's still broken.
Right, and that's what taxes are. The taxes are always theft.
Every single time. Oh, that's the definition of taxes. I mean, if it was voluntary, it wouldn't be a tax anymore.
You know, and people fail to see it. You know, it's like, well, the only thing you have to deal with death and taxes. Well, if the only thing was that we had to deal with was death and armed robbery, would that just be an okay saying, too? Because I say it's not.
No, it's unacceptable.
You know, in this country, we managed to make it for a very long time just having the federal government survive on some fees from import-export.
Heck, even Ron Paul, who's the most libertarian guy in Congress, even he has pointed out that if we were to cut back, I think the current federal budget's $2.8 trillion, something outrageous like that. He pointed out that if we were to cut out the IRS, just the IRS, just get rid of that one big taxing agency and, you know, leave all the other taxes in place. If we were to cut just the IRS out, it would bring our tax level back down to something like $1.8 trillion or something like that. It would still be a huge amount of money, but it would be approximately at the 2000 level. So instead of 2006 at $2.8 trillion, cutting the IRS out would only bring us back down to the level of 2000 spending that we had. As though that would be so hard to get back to, as though it would be so difficult to cut government back down to the same size it was at only 6 years ago.
Are you saying that's just for paying the little bureaucrats that work at the IRS? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying the amount of money that's that they're collecting. That's as I understood it. Maybe I misunderstood it. It's not all of the money the federal government gets is from the IRS. I mean, you do understand that, right?
I guess.
Right. So the IRS is only a supplement to all of the other federal taxes that are out there, the federal taxes on, you know, business and gasoline and all the other variety of things that the feds tax. The cell phones, I mean, gosh, look at your cell phone bill. I've got a $30 a month plan, and I think there's $10 a month in taxes tacked onto that. So good, most 33% of that, tax there.
Most of that comes from a tax to finance the Spanish-American War.
Right, which we're still, we're not fighting that one anymore.
No, I wonder why we're getting taxed for it still. Oh, because there's never been a government program that's ever been gone away.
That's not one.
We just don't. Once we get them, we don't get rid of them.
Well, we wouldn't want to get rid of jobs, would we, man? Which we wouldn't want to put people out of work.
God, it's like the war on poverty. Well, now we've got more poor people.
Why don't we just give everybody a government job?
We got the war on drugs. Now more people do drugs. I wonder if there's a correlation between a government program and a growing in society and a problem growing in society.
There absolutely is. But why don't we just give everybody government jobs? Sweet, sweet government paychecks just...
Because then nobody would be producing anything.
Oh.
Government employees produce nothing.
That's right. Government is essentially a parasite on productive individuals. 800-259-9231. Therefore, it's totally useless. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives galore. In fact, over a year's worth of them right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. No membership fee, no jumping through hoops, no requirements. You just go get them. freetalklive.com. So, Dr. Kevorkian, that's a name that hasn't really been in the news for a while.
It's because he's been in prison.
Yeah, that's the reason why. From Southfield, Michigan, the AP reporting, an attorney for Jack Kevorkian said the assisted suicide advocate will probably not survive another year if he's kept in prison.
He was an old man when he went in.
That's correct. As he again asked the state to grant his client a pardon or commute his sentence. Mayor Morgenroth, his lawyer, said he applied to the state parole board and to the governor seeking a pardon, citing the 77-year-old man's deteriorating health.
Mm.
Quote, Kevorkian has become increasingly frail and has fallen twice, injuring his wrist and fracturing two ribs. Why do we do this to people?
What is the point in keeping this guy in prison?
I don't understand.
Are we protecting people from keeping Dr. Kevorkian in?
So, apparently so. The former doctor serving a 10 to 25-year sentence for second-degree murder for giving a fatal injection of drugs in 1998. How is it that you can have murder on a consensual basis? You know, this story isn't that much different from the story in over in Germany where the guy killed another man consensually, except it was cannibalism there. In that case, it was a man that was eating another man. By consent, he had video footage proving that the other guy was consenting.
There's a lot of difference between these two stories. Kevorkian set up a system where the person would push their own plunger and kill themselves.
Hmm.
He didn't just kill his victims. He gave them
Why
the opportunity.
Why does it say he gave a fatal injection?
He set it up. He put the needle in their arm and everything.
I see.
They gave themselves the...
You're right. That is
the
big difference.
There is a big difference. And the fact that the journalist says that, he's just mistaken.
Got it.
Playing into the hands of the opponents.
Looks like the parole board has denied year after year the applications for commuted sentence or a pardon. Kevorkian has said that he assisted in at least 130 deaths, but promised that he won't assist in another one if he's released. Look, he's an old man. He's 77 years old. What's the point of this? I don't want my tax dollars going to keep this guy in prison. Rapists, murderers, okay, I can understand locking those people up, but this man was just helping people. Really, I want to know, if there's somebody listening that thinks that Dr. Kevorkian's a bad guy for doing what he did, if you think that he deserves to be where he is, and that is in prison, I really want to hear from you. I really want you to explain to me why that is. 1-800-259-9231. Because I just don't understand it. I'll give you all the time you need to explain to me why this guy's so bad, so evil, that we need to pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to keep him locked in the clink so he can be falling down, breaking his limbs.
Yes. One of our producers here has advised me that, in fact, Dr. Kevorkian did administer that shot himself because the victim was so weak.
Got it.
So my mistake. Generally, he set it up so that the victims administer their own shots, but apparently in this particular case, he didn't.
I had thought there was an exception as well.
My mistake.
But nonetheless, does that make him a killer? A murderer?
He's trying to help people. He's a doctor. He's trying to save somebody from suffering.
People who are in a terminal state of illness, people who are constantly suffering, people who have decided that they would rather die than live life in the state that they would have to live life in. Whatever that means, I'm sure the 130 people that he killed didn't have all the same disease. I'm sure they had all variety of things that were debilitating and terrible, and you don't want to live your life if you have to wake up in pain every day. You don't want to live life if life is miserable 100% of the time. And shouldn't individuals be free to make the decision to end their lives? Isn't that the ultimate in control? Isn't that the ultimate in the suggestion that the government should decide whether or not it's appropriate for you to die? To take that out of an individual's hands, to take that decision out of your hands and say, whoa, you're trying to kill yourself? Whoa, whoa, whoa. We can't have you making big decisions like that, little guy. We're going to lock you in jail now because attempted suicide's illegal in most places. You can't even kill yourself or try to kill yourself without a doctor's help. In fact, that's one reason why Dr. Kevorkian was providing such a great service, is because suicide in most instances is a messy, unreliable process. If you jump off a bridge, you might live. You might break your back. You might snap your neck, but you might live through it. If you shoot yourself in the head, you might live. Suicide in the typical ways that you hear about people committing it is not a really
reliable,
effective, reliable way to get the job done. When you go to a doctor and say, Doc, I want to die, and he says, okay, well, I'll prescribe this certain amount of this toxic chemical, and we're going to bring you in here, and we'll administer this toxic chemical. I mean, it's guaranteed to kill you.
I don't know if it's guaranteed, but...
Well, now, wait a minute.
At least you're there where he can do something about it, and somebody can finish off the job. If you're lying,
why wouldn't
if you've shot yourself once in the face...
How would it be that a doctor would not be able to know the correct dosage of a drug to kill you? I mean, it would have to be a huge mistake in order for them not to be able to kill you with cyanide.
We just saw, I think it was California, I could be wrong, but they attempted to kill a man with a lethal injection, and apparently it took him 15 minutes to go. The doctors messed that up somehow.
Well... leave it to the government doctors to screw that one up, Manwich. This is done, or Mark, this is done on a private basis. So there. Dr. Kevorkian rotting away in prison, and we're all paying for it. Again, I want to hear from somebody that thinks it's a good idea to keep him in jail. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to David in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, calling from Colorado again, but I am normally Dave from New Hampshire.
Yes, Dave. What's on your mind?
Update for you on the Real ID fight in New Hampshire. As you know, New Hampshire has been considering opting out of the Real ID system that the Federals are trying to inflict upon the nation. And another thing has happened that is of interest. What's happening is a thing called the Executive Council in New Hampshire is sort of the last line of defense now,
right,
or at least the last line that we can perceive. There may be other things we can think of later. But
yeah,
the Executive Council can vote to refuse to accept federal money to put New Hampshire in the Real ID system.
Right.
And the one, as I was telling you the other day, an executive counselor called me about 4 days ago to let me know she's probably going to vote against accepting the money. And yesterday, another Free Stater got an email from a different executive counselor saying he's probably going to vote against accepting the money.
Excellent.
And now the one that called me said there's a third executive counselor who seems to be leaning against taking the money. Now, we didn't get any firm, hard commitments, and that's a big deal that these are still, you know, they still have wiggle room, and that could be huge wiggle room.
But the more people that contact them, the more likely they might be to actually refuse this money and be the first state essentially to refuse the federal Real ID program.
Exactly. And the mess that the senators are starting to get themselves into now, the senators are it's like they're losing it. The ones that voted in favor of Real ID basically are just coming unglued. There's a fight going on between the pro Real ID senators and a popular state rep named Neil Kirk, who's a privacy advocate.
I like it when they get dirty. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate
hey,
it. I like it when the government fights with itself. 800-259-9231. You bring up what's on your mind. Jared and Bill both want to talk immigration. That's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Including the live streams that we have, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them on the house. Go grab them up, freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I was wondering what a libertarian is.
Really? You've never come across the term before?
No.
Okay. You know, it's not uncommon that people haven't heard the word, but a lot of people have heard the word and don't even know what it means. A libertarian is somebody who is socially liberal, which means, for instance, I'm just going to pick a couple of issues. They believe in, say, allowing homosexuals to get quote-unquote married if they want to. They don't believe that, a person should be thrown in prison for doing drugs. They are fiscally conservative. And so they believe that, for instance,
keep every dollar you earn, spend it, save it, give it away in the ways that you
I don't think that every libertarian believes that. But I do think that they believe we should do away with large government programs like welfare, they should do away with corporate welfare.
Well, now, Mark, as you pointed
minimize
out...
Minimize taxes where we can.
As you pointed out, I think that's a bad definition of what a libertarian is, because as you pointed out, libertarians disagree on things. You can ask one libertarian what he thinks to another libertarian, and they might not have the exact same answer, but in general... Things that libertarians absolutely agree on is that the government is too big and we need to get it out of people's lives. We think that you can run your life effectively. We think that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else in the process. That's the real, to boil libertarianism down, that's really what it's about. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Is that any other questions?
No, thanks a lot.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate you being out there and join us online at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jared in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello?
Hello?
Jared.
Yeah.
You're
stepping on something sharp there, buddy?
What's up, man?
I called in to talk about immigration.
Go for it.
Don't worry. I'm not going to, be like the typical Indianapolis caller and just, go at you, because I actually agree with you guys.
Well, there's not a... I don't think there's a typical Indianapolis caller. We've had quite a variety of people call in from Indy. So what's on your mind?
Most of them I've heard from, tonight and stuff.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
And also I'd like to thank you for... about a month ago, you read an article of mine about... I had an email of mine on immigration about the, people who claim to be for limited government but want more government control of...
Yeah, a big old border patrol and a big wall and big government enforcement of immigration law, sure.
I was the one that emailed and said about, if they were really for a limited government, they would argue about privatizing the borders.
Sure, Jared. Yes, they would. What's your comment tonight?
My comment was, it's just weird, they always talk about, how they, all these immigrants should come through, have to go through the whole entire process.
Yeah, they should be legal.
Well, the thing is most people in America are, in fact, immigrants. They're not immigrants, but their people were immigrants. And when their ancestors came through, there weren't these laws. I mean, there were largely no laws at all as far as immigration
went. But there's laws now.
The thing is if they made a law that made it against the law to breathe air, would you then be a lawbreaker? I mean, a bad law shouldn't be followed. Should people in Nazi Germany have followed the law to turn the Jews over to the SS? No, they shouldn't have.
They should have stood up
against the SS and said, no, I will not do that.
Yeah. I would have stood up, yeah.
Yeah. Should the people that, for instance, should you have owned slaves when it was okay to own black people? No.
Of course.
It's a terrible thing to do.
Jared, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate you being out there. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, can I make a comment on Dr. Kevorkian before I ask my question on immigration? Okay. I think we should have assisted suicide doctors in the phone book. I think he does a public service. And when you mentioned about, I didn't think of the angle of if you try to kill yourself and you say maim yourself, think of all the money that he's saving the taxpayers.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay, my question is on immigration. I hear a lot about, like you just said before, let's do it legally and all that. I want to know how, if I'm living down in Mexico and I'm a Mexican and I don't want to cross the border late at night and I want to do it legally, how do I go about it?
I don't know, but I'll bet you it's a mountain of paperwork.
Oh, well, I have a general idea. We talked about the bureaucracy that's in charge of this. I think it was earlier this week or last week. I don't remember the name of it. It's not ICE. That's the Enforcement Division of Immigration. It's the U.S. Immigration Service of some sort. And anyway, there's 50-something different alien forms that are available to be filled out. So you'd somehow have to get in touch with maybe the U.S. Embassy or contact the USCIS and get a bunch of forms and then start filling them out and send in, who knows, maybe there's an application fee. And we actually had a caller earlier this week who pointed out that there's a big market, apparently, for lawyer services because the forms are so complex, so difficult to understand, that you're better off hiring a lawyer to actually get them all filled out. Otherwise, there's a chance you'll screw it up. And if you screw up the forms, then you essentially get thrown out. They won't complete the process. You'll have to start all over again, and that's not even factoring in the idea that or the fact that the government is likely going to screw something up too. If the government loses your forms, they just say, "Oops, that you have to start over. So it's certainly not an easy process at all.
They have a, does the government have a ceiling on the number of people they let in every year?
They allegedly do, I believe.
Okay. Different countries have different ceilings.
Because apparently they know best, right?
Does anybody know what that number is?
It depends on the country. They take a certain amount from different countries.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
There you go. Thank you for being out there, man. 800-259-9231. If you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it. Those only moments remain. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Honestly, though, I don't know if we're going to be able to sneak you in here because the phone lines are pretty full. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, as I pointed out earlier tonight, everything on our website's totally free. So it's not like those other sites where we charge you for the archives and all that. They're free. But if you appreciate the fact that we give you everything for free, if you like the message that we're spreading on Free Talk Live, then support the show. It's the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. And essentially, it's us asking you for $3 a month. If you like the show, you send us the $3 a month, we turn it around into advertising for the program. So we're, for instance, advertising in radio industry publications. We're advertising on the Internet to get more Internet listeners. So we're doing what we can to spread this show as far and wide as possible, and you guys are really the ones that are making it happen. amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks. You get access to some classic archives from way, way back. You also get access to the amplifier-only call-in line as well, and more. Plus, when we reach our final goal, we'll reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. So get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's burn through these calls here. Randy in Indianapolis, Sean, Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Randy.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Good show tonight. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Thank you for listening. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this torture stuff going on.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, a few years ago, back in the late 90s, there on Link TV, there used to be a show called Karachi Cops.
Karachi Cops? Okay.
Karachi Cops from Pakistan. And when we took over Afghanistan, we were starting to send some of those Taliban guys down there to Karachi to get interrogated.
Right.
And you know what? I'm glad they went to the Karachi Cops. I'm honestly glad, because those Karachi cops, they got to the bottom of stuff.
Well, apparently they didn't get to the bottom of it. The Taliban still took
Believe
over.
Believe me, I taped some of these shows. My brother-in-law's got the VCR tape, and you can hear people screaming in the background.
Well, just because people
right.
are screaming doesn't mean they're giving out honest information. Studies have shown that people who are tortured just say what the torturers want to hear, man.
You're darn right, and I'm glad they're doing that.
It's ineffective. And you're glad that they're getting ineffective information? You're glad they're hurting people?
You're darn right. You know what? These guys want to kill us, the U.S.
Why do you think that is?
Yeah, they want to destroy
Wait
us.
A minute.
They
Wait
kill
a minute.
Us.
You don't know that. When you
yes,
pick somebody
I do.
Up when our no you don't. When our
what,
government
you,
picks
what,
somebody
you close
up off
your
the street
ears on Thursdays or something.
Randy, when our government picks somebody up off the streets in Pakistan or America or wherever
you
they pick
them
up
and interrogate them.
And then they take them in and interrogate them. There's no due process. Nobody's had to prove
you know
anything.
What? You know what? Oh, due process works in the United States, and that's why we're so ineffective.
Oh, so we should just get rid of due process, throw that out the window, just pick people up, torture them?
Not when it comes to illegal people.
Oh, I see.
Those people need to keep their stuff at home.
Oh, Randy, I wish you called at the top of the hour. Call us next week, man. We're out of time. Thanks, dude.
Well, hold on.
259-9231. Let's sneak Mark in here. Mark, you got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
You guys, on immigration, are you saying we should just have everyone flood in here? What about health screenings? There's some people that got diseases that we've gotten rid of here in the state. Should we just bring that back in here?
Well, don't you think they would have done that with 20 million illegal aliens already in the country?
No.
I should have the mumps right now.
The world order freaks want to...
Mark, call us at the top of the show. We just don't have time to get into it. But the short answer is essentially, yes, we need to end welfare. We need to make it so people can come in and leave this country on a free basis. It's supposed to be a free country. If they can't come here for the welfare, then they're going to come here to make a better life for themselves. And if they're sick, then the marketplace will help them get better. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you in the meantime online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking?